Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by United Health Group.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Donald Trump took to Twitter last night to take on Chuck Jones, a local Indiana union leader. Jones accused Trump of lying about the deal to keep carrier air conditioning jobs in the Hoosier state. Jones says he's now getting death threats.
In transition news, Trump is considering Jim O'Neill, a Silicon Valley investor close to billionaire Peter Thiel, to head the FDA. He's also planning to pick Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to lead the EPA. There is also a major transition happening in Coke world. The billionaire brothers are reorganizing their advocacy network and have laid off 81 employees.
In an exit interview with Politico, Harry Reid predicted the end of the filibuster. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are being criticized for the lack of diversity in their staff. Tiffany Trump, the president-elect's daughter, toured Harvard Law School this week, and Hillary Clinton is headlining a thank you celebration for her top donors in New York on December 15th.
And a couple of big job moves. American Action Network's Mike Shields and Rob Sims, a veteran of the NRCC, are starting their own firm, Convergence Media. Danielle Burr, director of external affairs for House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy, is leaving for the lobbying firm Peck Madigan Jones. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.